Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Santana. How may I assist you today?
I'm sorry, what was your name?
Santana.
Santana. My name is Richard Catalano Santana, and I have a charge on my credit card that I'm not aware of why it's there.
Okay, sir. Could you assist me with your zip code, please?
60714.
Thank you for the information. And also, could you provide me with your first and last name?
Richard Catalano, Catalano.
Thank you. I did find a account to match that name. Could you please provide me with your full shipping address, please?
7627½ North Milwaukee Avenue, Niles, Illinois, apartment C, 60714.
Thank you for the information. Let me place you on a brief hold, sir, while I look over this account.
Sure.
Okay, I did see where, sir, this account was canceled. Let's see. The account is canceled, sir.
Okay, what was this for?
The charges came from, let's see. The client ship. A fuel saver that you order online. And that was a gadget to a welcome gift where the customer only paid the shipping and handling fee, but it also stated that with you getting this gadget that it was automatically signing you up for a factory direct savings store, and that if you didn't call back within 48 hours of ordering the gadget, that you'll automatically be enrolled.
Okay. Yeah, these are all these stupid coupons that I never got. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I think I sent an email to this company because I never got any of these coupons.
Yes,
okay.
Sir. Let me note your account. I'm gonna place you on a brief hold before you hang up so I can notate your account.
Sure.
Okay, sir. So if nothing else I can assist you with today, thank you for calling customer support, and you have a good day.
Can you give me their, do you have their email?
No, sir.
No, you don't. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.